Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, June 24th. The J.D. Power 2020 Initial Quality Study was released today, and it places Tesla at the bottom of its quality rankings. It's the first time that Tesla was actually profiled by the influential study of quality. The key metric is problems experienced for each 100 vehicles. A lower score reflects fewer problems, and therefore higher quality. Tesla received an initial quality score of 250 problems per 100 vehicles. Tesla's quality issues are primarily cosmetic items, such as paint imperfections, poorly fitting body panels, and squeaks and rattles, rather than core powertrain or infotainment functions. The J.D. Power study is a crystal clear message that sends to Tesla about the need to improve. The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, announced that it is launching an investigation into Tesla's problems with older MCUs, which is the media unit in the large touchscreen. According to reporting Model S owners, the touchscreens would become less responsive, the boot-up time would become longer, and the screen would freeze and would have to be restarted, or even a complete failure of the unit. The NHTSA said that the investigation was especially looking into 63,000 Tesla Model S vehicles. Unfortunately, it could take months before we know the result of the investigation. Tesla has increased the Model S and Model X supercharging rates to 225 kilowatts, and this was done through a software update, but it's not clear which vehicles are going to be able to use the update. Tesla has started pushing a new software update that they call 2020.24.6, and they wrote in the release notes, quote, "Supercharger improvements. Your car is now able to charge at V3 superchargers at up to 225 kilowatt peak rates. As usual, when you navigate to a supercharger, your car will condition its battery during the drive so that it can charge faster." Now at this point, only very recent Model S and X vehicles seem to be getting the update. And if you, the listener, are getting supercharging top rates increased in the update, please let us know when your car was built. It will be useful information. Tesla is presenting its Austin factory project to Travis County today to seek approval for the incentive package. Last month, Electrek exclusively reported that Tesla's next factory will be in Austin, Texas. The automaker is presenting its plan for the factory to Travis County commissioners in order to approve the tax rebate. The deal includes 20 years of tax rebates, the first 10 years with an 80% discount, and the next 10 years at 65%. Tesla is promising 5,000 direct jobs and 4,000 indirect jobs, with an average annual income of over $47,000. Volkswagen has delivered the first 150 ID.3 electric cars to employees in order to perform some stress testing ahead of the customer deliveries. The German automaker announced the start of the test program, saying, quote, "They will be testing the all-electric Volkswagen ID.3 for everyday usability over a period of several weeks, before delivering officially starts in early September." Now, despite deliveries only starting in September, Volkswagen already built thousands of ID.3 electric cars since they started production last year. As to why the cars have sat and waited, we have heard reports that Volkswagen has had some problems with the ID.3 software, and this new test program might help iron out some of these issues. Public charger company Electrify America announced that its open charging network features the first of two planned fast-charge cross-country pathways. Electrify America's newly completed coast-to-coast route spans 11 states and over 2,700 miles. It takes drivers from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., along Interstates 15 and 70. While most of the Electrify America chargers offer speeds of up to 350 kilowatts, most of the compatible EVs today have a considerably slower max charging rate. Electrify America plans to complete a second cross-country route by the end of summer 2020, and that will become the southern path traveling from San Diego to Jacksonville, Florida, along interstate highways starting near I-10 and finishing along I-8. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, according to a national survey by the Pew Research Center, among nearly 11,000 adults, 91% of Democrats and 65% of Republicans prioritize green energy over fossil fuels. 79% of Americans overall say the country needs to prioritize alternative sources, such as wind and solar, over the expansion of fossil fuel production. Online retail giant Amazon has announced a $2 billion climate pledge fund, a venture capital fund, in order to support green energy development to fight climate change. The Climate Pledge Fund will invest in companies in multiple industries, including transportation and logistics, energy generation, storage and utilization, manufacturing and materials, circular economy, and food and agriculture. The goal of Amazon and other companies who have signed the Climate Pledge is to be net zero by 2040, a decade ahead of the Paris Agreement target. Amesbury, Massachusetts worked with CS Energy to complete a 4.5 megawatt DC solar project with 3.8 megawatt hour lithium ion storage at the Amesbury landfill site. The Amesbury project is live and expected to produce 5,600 megawatt hours of electricity each year. As it turns out, a big pile of trash makes a great solar farm. Very few startups in clean tech, which are helmed by entrepreneurs of minority groups, get the resources and support they need to bring their product to market. The $5 million Impact Fund from Los Angeles Clean Tech Incubator, or LACI, has launched on January 15th and is working to eradicate monoculturalism in clean tech startups by bringing its most diverse cohort yet. Josh Aviv, founder of CEO SparkCharge, Doris Sung, co-founder of TBM Design, and Sabrina Williams, co-founder and CEO of Seed, all had a chat with LACI just for Electrek about what inspires them and what challenges they face and how they innovate. You can read their full stories on our site, electrek.co. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, electric bike company Sondors has just revealed three new high-powered electric bicycles known as the Sondors Rockstar, Cruiser, and LX. The new models are part of the company's not-yet-released Elite line. They feature stunning new frame designs and a large 1-kilowatt-hour battery. The bikes appear to feature the Bafang M620 mid-drive motor, also known as the Bafang Ultra, which is known to put out more than 1,500 watts of power. The Rockstar features a dual-suspension mountain bike design for $2,500, and the Cruiser and LX models are more comfort and street-oriented at $2,000. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.